A Message to the Church. Sydney, Australia, November 8, 1891. I wish to present before our churches the light the Lord has given them in regard to practicing principles of brotherly love, mutual forbearance, respect, and tender consideration for one another. No one man should consider himself possessing ability to control in our various institutions. The following is a selection of words of warning given to our brethren in 1880 and read in College Hall, December 1881, before conference delegates and leading workers in Review and Herald Office, Sanitarium, and College. The College was not brought into existence to bear the stamp of any one man's mind. Teachers and principal should work together as brethren. They should consult together and also counsel with ministers and responsible men. And above all else, seek wisdom from above that all their decisions in reference to the important matters of the school may be such as shall be approved of God. They must not be corralled. They must not be compelled to act as the conference dictated and follow the exact plans laid out by them under all circumstances, when they see and know, while engaged in the work, that God would have them follow a different plan of action to meet the circumstances that arise. It must always be considered that God will work, not always as men have planned. He often works in a mysterious way his wonders to perform, in a way that man has not calculated upon. The Spirit of the Lord is not bound. He surprises men by revealing himself in his way. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit. Zechariah 4, verse 6. Men give the Lord but very little chance to work. They plan only in their line, in their way, not always in the best way and according to the best methods. But Christ has done a vast amount of planning which men need to bring into their plans. The promise of the great gift of the Holy Spirit was frequently on the lips of Christ. He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance. John 14, verse 26. The fulfillment of the promise is the infallible guide, possessing power to transform all who accept the gift into spiritual worshipers, humble and beautified by the Son of Righteousness. They have an eye single to God's glory. Lengthy resolutions and preliminary forms are of little value in approaching Christ and the Father. By the new and the living way, they come personally to the footstool of Jehovah. They address him through no human being. With their own lips, they prefer their requests as children come to their earthly parent and ask. They believe that their heavenly Father listens to every word they utter. They have been invited to an audience with the majesty of heaven. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, verse 28. Precious words. The great plan of redemption is opened before them. Wonder after wonder of the mystery of godliness is revealed. They are attracted, and by beholding, they become changed into his image.